And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 26th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "I am a camera with its shutter open, quite passive, recording, not thinking, recording the man shaving at the window opposite and the woman in the kimono washing her hair." Christopher Isherwood, playwright, novelist, born in Cheshire, England, 1904, emigrated to this country along with W.H. Auden, settled in Santa Monica, wrote for Hollywood films, became a follower of Hinduism, and started meditating. Isherwood said, "I'm tired of strumming on that old harp, the ego, darling me." It's the birthday of Zona Gale, the novelist, born Portage, Wisconsin, 1874, author of Miss Lulu Bett and Evening Clothes. Albert Sabin, born in Bialystok, Poland, 1906, to Jewish parents. The last name was Saperstein, changed it when he came to this country. He became the developer of the oral polio vaccine. At the University of Cincinnati, he proved that the polio virus entered the body not through the respiratory tract, as they had thought, but through the digestive tract. It's the birthday of the poet Guillaume Apollinaire, born in Rome, 1880, who said, "I love men not for what unites them, but for what divides them and for what gnaws at their hearts." 1748, on this day, the first Lutheran church body in America. German Lutherans settled in Pennsylvania because of William Penn's guarantee of religious freedom. And on this date, six pastors and delegates from 10 congregations met in Philadelphia. Elders from each congregation testified, and they complained that the services lasted too long, especially in the winter, and the preachers promised to strive after brevity. And it's the birthday of Barbara Ehrenreich, born in Butte, Montana, 1941, studied cellular immunology in graduate school, went to work in the field of public health, got involved with the women's health movement, and became a writer, author of the book Nickel and Dimed on Not Getting By in America, and most recently Living with a Wild God, A Nonbeliever's Search for the Truth About Everything. Here's a poem for today by Clive James entitled Tramps and Bowlers. In the park in front of my place, every night a bunch of tramps sleep on the wooden porch of the Bowling Green clubhouse. They shed no light, no policeman ever wakes them with a torch, because no one reports their nightly stay. People like me who take an early walk just after dawn will see them start the day by packing up. They barely even talk, loading their duffel bags. They leave no trace, thus proving some who sleep rough aren't so dumb. Tramps blow their secret if they trash the place. This lot make sure that when the bowlers come, there's not a beer can to pollute the scene. And so by day, neat paragons of thrift and duty bow down to the very green, which forms by night for scruffs who merely drift their front lawn. If the bowlers only knew, for sure they'd put in for a higher fence. They'd have a point, but it would spoil the view more than the tramps will if they have the sense to keep on cleaning up before they go, protecting indolence with industry, a touch of what the bowlers value so. Which way of life is better? Don't ask me. I chose both, so I'd be the last to know. Clive James's poem Tramps and Bowlers, from Opal Sunset, Selected Poems, 1958 to 2008, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.